A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of lifting, elevation, particularly just like Joseph put it, my sheaf arose, your sheaf will arise, my sheaf must arise, and so your sheaf will arise. Joseph was sharing his dreams with his brothers, and he said to them, we were binding sheaves in the field, my sheaf arose and stood upright, your sheaves arose and made obeisance to my sheaf. We have said your sheaf is your individual life, your personal life, your destiny, your career, your calling. The field is the world we are in, all of us in the same world on the same field. The business you do, that's your own particular field. The family you are from, the profession you are in, the environment where you are brought up, this represents the field. Now, it is not every sheaf that is arising. Don't forget that sheaf is your destiny. It is not every sheaf that is standing, that is rising, that is fulfilling purpose. Not every life, not every destiny. We have considered some factors that make it impossible for sheaves to arise. But this morning, we want to ask the question, what makes a man's sheaf to arise? What are the things that will cause your sheaf to arise and stand upright? What are those things that will make your destiny to fly? What are the things that will cause you to rise and get to the place that God has destined for you? What are those factors? This morning, we're considering the favor factor. And we're looking at God's word, the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, verses 3 and 4. I am reading from the New International Version of the Bible. The scripture says, now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age, and he made him an ornate robe for him. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. The emphasis is on verse number 3. Now Israel loved Joseph, and he made an ornate robe for him. Favor. Joseph was favored by his father. Out of 11 sons, Joseph obtained favor. He found the favor of his father. The father made him a coat of many colors. Favor is one major factor that causes a man's destiny to arise, that will cause your sheaf to arise and to stand upright. Favor. Everyone needs favor. You do. In Psalm 102 and in verse number 13, the scripture says, you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. The appointed time for a man's favor. That is the time that his sheaf will arise. For your sheaf to arise and stand upright, you must be favored by God and by men. The favor factor. Favor is very critical in arriving at destiny, arriving at the place of your divine destiny. The favor factor. Favor is crucial. Favor is necessary. Nobody can ever succeed or make it outside of favor, the favor factor. My prayer is that your life, your destiny, will not lack the favor of the Almighty in the precious name of Jesus. Favor is very essential. It is the vehicle that makes a man's journey to destiny very fast and very smooth. For your journey to be fast, for your journey to be smooth, you need the favor of God. Favor makes your journey fast. It is the vehicle that enables a man to arrive at his place in destiny very quickly, the favor of God. Again, I pray you will not lack favor. Your destiny will not lack favor in the precious name of Jesus. In Romans chapter 9, from verse 10 to verse number 16, the word of God says, not only that, but Rebekah's children were conceived at the same time by our father Isaac. Before the twins were born, or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose in election might stand, not by works, but by him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Verse 16 now says, it does not therefore depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. It does not depend on your desire, on your effort. Whether your sheaf will rise or not does not depend on your desire or effort, but on God's mercy. You must, however, understand that God's mercy is not ruling out your effort. But what the scripture is saying is, it does not depend on your effort, but on the mercy of God. That is not to say you must not give or put in your effort. Your effort is necessary if you must be elevated, if you must be lifted, if your sheaf must arise. You must do something about your life, about your destiny. You must do something. You cannot afford to fold your arms and expect grace to do it for you. But having done all, you must also depend upon the favor of God, not on your effort, not on your ability. That's what that scripture says. Favor. May you not lack the favor of God. Favor. What is this favor? Favor is God's vehicle for man's speedy arrival at destiny. It is your vehicle, God's vehicle for your speedy arrival. God has prepared a vehicle that will take you to your place in destiny. And that vehicle is called favor. Favor is God's unmerited blessings upon the life of a man. The favor, the blessings you do not merit. We wouldn't know why Jacob, that is Israel, gave Joseph a coat of many colors. So we wouldn't know why. It was a gift anyway. Joseph was gifted. Maybe he did not deserve it. Maybe he didn't do anything to earn it. He earned it, or he got it because his father just loved him. Favor. It is the divine current that takes you from a present season to your future dream. The divine current that takes you from where you are to the place that you desire and that God wants you to be, the favor of God. So favor is very essential. We have read the life of Joseph. This man whose sheaf arose, he found favor. He obtained favor. He got favor. Everywhere Joseph turned, he found favor. Favor, don't forget, does not depend on you. It depends on God. Favor takes a man where he ordinarily does not belong. Where you don't belong ordinarily, favor takes you there. Get set for favor. It will take you to heights that you do not deserve, that you do not imagine. It will take you to heights that you ordinarily do not belong. Where you do not belong, the favor of God will take you there. Favor, it gives you what you don't deserve. Favor gives you what you don't deserve. Remember what David said in 2 Samuel chapter 9 and in verse number 1. Is there anyone in the house of Saul that I may show kindness to him because of Jonathan? So Mephibosheth was favored. He got what he did not deserve. Favor. Favor emphasizes your strength and it emphasizes your weaknesses. That is what the favor of God does. And you are getting this favor. Don't forget, it is a crucial vehicle to take you to your place in destiny. It is needed for your sheaf to arise. It is the number one factor to make a man's sheaf arise in destiny. Do not forget, it does not depend on human desire or effort, but on God's mercy. May the mercy of God, the favor of God, avail for you in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and say, Father, let my life and destiny be surrounded with your favor. Surround my life and destiny with your favor in the name of Jesus. Would you lift your voice and pray to the God of favor? Father, I pray, let my life and destiny be surrounded by your favor in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will he encompass him as with a shield. Encompass my life and destiny with your favor. Let my destiny be surrounded by your favor. Let your favor lift me up to heights that I do not belong, to places that I ordinarily do not belong. Let your favor give me those blessings that I do not deserve. Let your blessing, your favor, emphasize my strength and de-emphasize my weakness, and let your name be glorified. Let favor take me to that height, to the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let everyone that I meet show me favor. Let men show me favor. Let men go out of their ways to favor me. Let them favor my destiny. Let my things be favored. Let my children be favored. Let my ministry, my career, my business be favored. And let your name be glorified. Let men favor me. Let your name be praised. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to pray and say, Father, let my sheaf arise by your favor, by the divine favor of the Lord. Let my sheaf arise and stand upright. Let my destiny arise and stand upright. Let my vision speak eloquently by reason of the favor of God. Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray that by reason of your favor, my sheaf will arise and stand upright. I pray, O God, by your favor, let my destiny arise. Let men go out of their ways to favor me. Let my business arise. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I ask for the baptism of God's favor upon your life and your destiny, that the spirit of favor be released upon you, that wherever you turn, you'll be favored, that the favor of God will cause you to be elevated, will cause your sheaf to arise and to stand upright, and God's name will be glorified. I pray, wherever you turn to today, favor will meet with you. Men will go out of their ways to favor you. Your destiny, your family, your business, your career are all surrounded by the favor of the Lord. No more disgrace, no more rejection, no more stories. You are favored. No more labor. You are favored. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Lighthouse International Christian Center, 8 a.m. Our service promises to be great, and the God of heaven will bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are around Ologunweru, you can join us at our worship center beside Geonic Filling Station, adjacent Food Co. at Inuke Bus Stop, Ologunweru. And around Ring Road, join us at number 2 Animal Shown Street before Teju Hospital at Jigbe Bus Stop. Time for the services at these two centers is 9 a.m. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.